Previously on Corporate Homie.
Decorating your office space.
Your space is a reflection of how you work and think.
I could be up out of here in 10 minutes on any day.
I don't like it here and I'm planning to get out soon. On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
Building your village.
You're going to have to eliminate negative relationships.
But the tribe does not have to be large. It has to be meaningful.
You got to be a friend to have a friend.
What's up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Whoop, whoop. Well, thank you so much, homies, for all of the support you've shown us all year long. And if you are enjoying the podcast, we would really appreciate a 5-star review because it really helps us in the podcast world. So this week's episode is all about building your village. So this topic came from a couple of homies. One was basically saying, you know, how do you build like that solid village, those friends that are, you know, ride or die.
A squad. As we get you a squad or a tribe.
Or as Demetra and I like to say, your 2 a.m. friends, right? You know, how do you get those folks? So we want to talk a little bit about how to do that. And before we get into, I guess maybe this would be my first tip. Maybe it's not an intro. As I was going to say, to do that, your village has to share your values. So you're not going to have a village of ride or die people if they don't believe in what you believe in. And so you have to kind of, what I like to do is think about my values in different categories as I was preparing for this episode. And then I thought about, like, who's my squad person? Who's my A1, Ace, Coon Boom, as we said in the 80s, in that particular category of my value. So you got to have a village that shares values.
I think that's a really important thing. And I think that, you know, it was a lesson I had to learn a long time ago that I can have common characteristics with people, but we don't share values.
We don't share
so
values.
You can have a lot in common with someone. You're both from the same hometown. You both are in the same fraternity. You both like the same sports teams, but that does not mean that you share values. And I think you're absolutely correct. To have a true tribe or community or village, you're going to need to share values. So the second point I would say is to have a real tribe, you're going to have to eliminate negative relationships. And that is so hard because sometimes the elimination will include eliminating people that you thought you've been friends with for a long time, or even some family members. Because now you're not talking about tertiary level. You're talking about your inner circle, your inner penumbra of people. And that sometimes surprises people when the homies realize that may mean the friend that you grew up with is not in that group, or the girl you've been friends with for 15 years, the guy that's your godfather of your children, he's no longer in the tribe.
I agree. And because the values have changed or evolved. And also, I think there's this misnomer that there has to be like 5 or 8 people in the tribe. Sometimes the tribe is just like you and one other person and one more person.
That's right.
It's like you, your sister, and your best friend, right?
Yes.
Like, and that's it, right? So that's my next tip, is that the tribe does not have to be large. It has to be meaningful, right? So you don't need, and because sometimes your person can serve multiple roles in your tribe. So for example, Demetra sometimes is my prayer partner. Sometimes she's my accountability partner. Sometimes she's my biggest critic. Sometimes she's my biggest cheerleader. So she plays lots of different roles in my tribe, depending on what's going on in my life at that particular time.
So that's so interesting. I think that's a really good point, is that the tribe doesn't have to be big. And I think as you get older, you realize that smaller sometimes is better when you're really looking for truly meaningful relationships. I say this, no one can be in your tribe that you don't give the benefit of the doubt. And in reverse, they don't give you the benefit of the doubt. If you hear something about a person that's supposed to be in your tribe that's negative, and you automatically go to, that's probably right. He probably said that. He probably did that. If you don't actually think they wish you well, and you don't actually wish them well, you're happy, as you said on one of the previous episodes, to have the tea about them. That's not your tribe. And if you're thinking about people in that way, and they, and I have said that to people, look, if you actually think that about me, you shouldn't fool with me. If you think that I don't wish you well, you shouldn't put me in your crew.
I agree. To be in the tribe, you have to assume the good. And I also think that part of the difference between being in the tribe versus just being an associate or being a line sister or being a cousin or being a friend from law school is that if I do hear something, I give you the benefit of the doubt, which means we have a conversation.
Right.
People in the tribe deserve the dialogue. And so I love that about the, you know, what you just said. So I think you have to assume the good and they deserve the dialogue.
And that should come from history, right? Because you've had so much goodness with them.
Right. Good point. Right. Right. It should come from history. I would say, don't be afraid to, as you kind of hinted toward this earlier, swap people in and out, right? So there are people that in 2019, as of November 2019, I would have never thought that there would be a time in my life where I didn't talk to that person at least once a week. And now I can't remember the last time I spoke to them. And here's the gotcha. We didn't fall out.
Right. I mean, I've really come to terms with that lately for the same reason. And I like to say it like this. I love you, but stay away from me.
Yeah,
like love you just, from afar. You're just not in the inner circle.
That's what Abeba says all the time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna love you from afar.
That's right. Yeah. And you can, and we're talking about how to build your tribe, not just people you're friends with. We can still be cool. You're just not in the tribe. And I think that is being fluid and being honest about just because someone used to be in the tribe doesn't mean that they're in the tribe together today. That's such a good point. My next point is, you to build your tribe, and if you want to have a great tribe, you are going to have to inquire about and support other people.
Okay.
So you actually have to care how they're doing. You can't just get on the phone, hang and talk, and literally say, like, talk about yourself and then be like, I gotta run. You know, we're all narcissists at heart. I get that. But everyone wants to be heard, and you need to ask people, how are you doing? You need to go and support them. When they're having an event, you're the first one there. When their kids are having something, you show up. Like, you have to be a person who inquires and supports other people if you want to have a tribe.
I love this point because I was chuckling because I know so many people who do not go to anything for anybody else. And will skip other people's things for
any reason.
Any every I need to reason. Eat my,
like they said, girl, I but can't then, come. I got to cut this TV off.
Right. But then when it's their turn, they want everyone to show up. And I just find that to be incredulous. Because I'm like, I'm like, you don't go to anything.
As
like,
mama would say, you have to be a friend to have a friend.
So I love that point. I love that point. I talked about, you know, the tribe must share values, but I wanted to expand on that just a tad for my next point. And when I say share values, I mean not just like we like to travel. I mean like we want to travel to the same type of places, in the same class, and stay at the same type of hotels,
and eat on the same type of trip. So you can't be like, I want to go mountain hiking, and the other person's like, I want to lay on the beach and drink a fruity drink. That's not the same value.
That's not gonna work, right? So it can't just be, well, we both like to travel. It's like, but y'all's definition of relaxing is very different. And so, and here's the gotcha: somebody's gonna lose. And what I've learned, I'm gonna tell you this as somebody who, I'm a people pleaser. So I'm typically the person who loses. I'm typically around somebody who they don't mind. They're going to get their way. They're like, this is what we doing. This is how we doing. And then I'm the person like, this vacation sucks. We never went to the pool, you know? And so as I've gotten older, I've learned, like, don't travel with people like that. Don't hang out with people like that. That don't want to do not just what you want to do, but in the way that you want to do it.
Yep. That's a great point. Which takes me into, to build your own, you know, village, you're going to have to spend time with people. And I think it's, you're talking about travel, but I also think, like, if you're going to actually have a community, you're going to actually have to be intentional, as you like to say, with spending time with them. So that is the person that you're going to be like, if you are sort of saying somebody is your absolute closest friend and they're in your tribe and you can't remember the last time you were at their house or they were at your house, that's probably something you need to work on. You know, you need to schedule activities with them, even if it's someone long distance, you want to FaceTime with them or schedule a trip with them, but you need to actually spend time and pour into and be poured into from the people that are in your village.
I love that. And I'm not going to even make my next point. I'm just going to expand on yours. We talk about the five love languages all the time. And when people are actually in your tribe, or as Demetri would say, they cut for you, it is not a burden for them to communicate to you in your love language. They want to, because they want you to feel affirmed. They want you to, and they're going to do the same thing back to you. So they can't think like, well, I can't be doing that, that's stupid, right? So I definitely agree that, like, you want people who are going to pour into you, that you can pour into, that everybody gets a win, you know, out of that situation. And then my next point is, you know, you have to have people in your tribe that, how should I put it, validate your feelings, right? Mm. Like, even if you are your craziest self, at a time when you don't need to hear that, they're going to hear you out. Then they're going to come back and bring that to you at a time when you can receive that. They're not just going to say like, well, that's straight jacket talk, that's stupid. Because there are times that we are all like out there in left field about how we feel about a situation. And you're sitting there thinking, well, that's not exactly how I see it, but there's a time and a place to tell people and help them get corrected, and your tribe knows when and how to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that just goes into my point where I was like, you need to validate other people's feelings. Like, you know, you want your feelings to be validated, and at the same time, if you're trying to create a tribe or a village, then you need to make sure that you're doing the same thing for them. So that, I won't even go into that because that's the same thing. My next point was, if you're trying to build a village or a community, you need to give people credit where credit is due. So you need to compliment people. You need to tell them thank you. You need to like acknowledge when they show up for you, when they do the things, because you can't really have a village where you are never, ever able to say, I appreciate you, I thank you, you know, and all of that instills confidence in the relationship and lets people know the importance they have in your life, which helps make the community stronger.
Right. And then that's a great point. Like you said, you have to be able to, they have to be able to communicate with you and vice versa. And more importantly, be acknowledged when they do show up and they do go above and beyond, because it does solidify the friendship. My next point, my last point for the tribe is, it requires vulnerability. You can't be the person in the tribe that's listening to everybody's deep, dark secrets, listening to their confidants, the things that they are afraid about, the things that they're fearful about, the things they don't like about themselves, the things they don't like about their marriage, and you share nothing back. You have to be equally vulnerable. So tribe membership requires vulnerability on both parts.
I like that. Right. Like, you've got to be able to share your whole and complete self and give your whole self to the relationship if you want to have a tribe. I think that's right. My last point is, to build a community and to have a tribe, you're going to need to grace people. You cannot expect perfection from other people. They are humans just like you. They will miss something that you thought they shouldn't have missed. They will not come and visit. They will not call you. They will not check on you. And I think when they do that, you have got to have the space and ability to forgive them and to grace them and to move forward.
I love that. People are human. They're going to let you down. They're going to disappoint you. And they have to have room to do that, because they're not perfect. I also think this, and I want the homies to hear me closely. They're going to especially let you down if you don't tell them the stuff that's most important, that your feelings are going to be hurt about. So you have to share, like, okay, I know that this is coming up, and to the extent that I've been unclear, this is really important to me that you guys show up.
So that's that vulnerability piece, yeah. right? You mm-hmm. have to be able to come back and say, hey, that hurt my feelings when you did that, or this is really important. I really expect everybody to come. And I just want to end with this. It's not really a tip, but just an overall thought that, you know, sort of to your point, everyone isn't in your tribe. These are not tips for just having friends. These mm-hmm. are the tips for the when you're trying to build a close-knit community, the people that you would leave your child with, that they would pick your baby up with, or if something tragic happened, they are going to show up for you. And these are the ways that you can do things mm-hmm. to build the tribe. This isn't about what they can do for you
Correct.
To make you be in the tribe. This is about
you being a good tribe member.
Actions. Yes, this is how you're building your tribe, not for other people to build the tribe with you in it.
I love that.
You're trying to get the tribe you need.
Right. I like that. So let us know what you think. Leave us a comment and let us know what you think are important characteristics to building your tribe. And as always, we thank you for listening, and you can find us on all of the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Yep. And if you have a topic that you want covered, please feel free to email us at questions@corporatehomie.com.
We're taking speaking engagements for 2020. So if you want to see us on the road at your company or have us come in, please send us an email at info@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.